Hi, this is Spokane Talks Online's weather forecaster, Colin Pittman. Well, as 2016 comes to a close and we begin to write in a blank 365-page book that is 2017, we should realize that in this book lies great opportunity, hope, excitement, but perhaps most importantly, a fresh start in a new chapter of our lives. One of my favorite New Year's quotes is that of Oprah Winfrey. She states, "Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right." Because in all reality, the new year is just another chance for us to get it right. Whether that means growth and learning or education, getting a job, buying a house, retiring, starting a new project, learning to drive, or even having a new surgery. Many of us often make New Year's resolutions that are pretty far-fetched. For example, we're going to save all this money, or we're going to exercise regularly, we're going to get healthy, get organized, sleep more, quit smoking, try something new that we never would have done before. But the reality of that, for most of us anyways, is very different. A goal without a plan is just a wish, and a distant wish, might I add. So this year, when you're making your New Year's resolution, I challenge you to not just come up with what it is, but how you are going to get there. Write it down. What are you going to be doing from day one that is going to make sure you get to your goal and that it becomes real? Because personally, I believe that we focus too much on the goal itself and the goal alone, while really we should be focusing and thinking about the progress we are making each day, because those little accomplishments not only make us proud of ourselves, but it gives us motivation to keep going, step by step, and before we know it, we've actually reached our goal without thinking about one huge goal the whole time that seems so far away we never could have reached it. And another major point in resolutions that I want to make is this. Do it for you. Don't make up your resolutions because you think it is what others want you to do or what you think will make them happy. For example, a common New Year's resolution is losing weight. Don't lose weight because you think it will make others happy or you think it's what other people want you to do. Do it for you. Do it for yourself. Do it because it will improve your life and make you happy. Because if it doesn't make you happy, then it really wasn't your New Year's resolution to begin with, but someone else's. And that goes with no matter what your New Year's resolution may be. So do it for you. 2017 is going to be a big year for everyone, especially here in the U.S., as we have a new president that is quite controversial across the country. I ask that no matter your political views, that we all go into the new year with hope and our best wishes that he will do a great job for this country. He is what we've got, so we might as well stand behind him and politely oppose views when we don't agree. The key word in all of that is hope. Hope that 2017 will bring great accomplishments and a great new year. And on behalf of all of us at Spokane Talks Online, Happy New Year!